Dragonsdale, written by Salamander Drake and read by Jill Schilling.
The Isles of Bressel. Far out in the ocean, beyond all the shores we know, hangs a huge bank of mist, the veil. The shimmering white curtain of the veil hides a wonderful secret. For beyond the veil lie the Isles of Bressel, the land of the blessed. The isles are home to humans and merfolk, pards and peritons, howlers and fire dogs, and dragons. Chapter 1.
Go away, Skye!
Kara was exasperated. Sky Dancer's playful shove had knocked her halfway across the cobbled floor and made her drop her shovel. As she bent to pick it up, the dragon swung his head to give Kara another nudge. Kara turned around, raised the shovel, and tapped him smartly on the muzzle. Sky Dancer blinked and looked hurt.
"It's no good looking at me like that," said Kara. "How am I supposed to clean out your stall if you keep pushing me?"
Sky Dancer gave Kara one of his most pathetic looks. Kara laughed. Sky knew all her weak spots. She couldn't stay angry with him for long. She reached out and scratched the green, scaly ridge between the golden blaze on the dragon's forehead and his left eye. Sky Dancer closed his great almond eyes and crooned with pleasure. The dragon arched his back and stretched his forelegs so that his talons rose from the cobbles, falling back with a series of soft clicks as he relaxed. He half opened his wings, shaking his sails into new folds as his wingtips brushed the stable walls. Then he settled down again, twitching his long tail, the fin-like spade at the end slapping the floor gently as Kara continued her affectionate stroking.
"I know you want to play," Kara tried hard to make her voice stern. "But I have to do my chores first. I've got to finish mucking out the other dragon stables and check up on the dragonettes. The longer you keep me here, the longer it'll take me to do them." Kara stopped scratching the dragon and straightened up. "I'll come back as soon as I can, I promise."
Sky gave a mournful chirrup and slunk over to his sleeping platform. He padded round in a circle a couple of times, like a huge scaly dog settling in its basket. Then he curled up with his nose tucked under his tail and gave Kara a self-pitying look. Kara finished scooping up the smelly dragon droppings, waved goodbye to Sky Dancer, and stepped out of the dragon stall into the stable yard. She dumped the mess into a wheelbarrow, already piled high with the sweepings of other dragon stalls, and closed the heavy iron door behind her. Then she wiped her hands on her stained leather jerkin and brushed a wisp of dark reddish hair out of her eyes.
"Warm work!"
Brina, who was cleaning out the dragons on the other side of the yard, gave Kara a wave.
"And smelly!"
Kara waved back.
"It's got to be done, though," said Brina.
She frowned and pursed her lips. In a fair imitation of Mistress Hildebrand, Dragonsdale's chief riding instructor, she said,
"Dragons aren't all fun and play, girls."
Kara giggled, and Brina gave her a knowing look.
"Anyway, we can't afford to dilly-dally. Heaven help us if the whole place doesn't look spotless for the showing tomorrow."
Kara shuddered. "Oh, don't remind me." Brina looked surprised.
"Aren't you looking forward to it? Won is riding, isn't she?" "If you can call it riding."
Kara instantly regretted her snappishness.
"Oh, I don't mean that. Poor Wony, she does her best, and she loves that little dragon of hers to bits."
"But she does fall off quite a lot," finished Brina with a grin.
"Cheer up, you'll enjoy it."
"I don't think I shall," said Kara. "Hortense will be there."
"Ah, her ladyship," said Brina knowingly.
She shrugged.
"Well, there's nothing you and I can do about Hortense. Just give her your very best smile."